After a storm, a distiller comes to work, only to find he cannot turn on the furnace. In frustration, he begins letting out blasphemies. Stay tuned to hear what happened next. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protect the Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio Crucified by Love by Silvana Cobucci Leite. Silvana shares an intriguing anecdote from the life of Michele di Torre Maggiore, who worked as a distiller and had a bad habit of using God's name in vain, almost as if he enjoyed it. Listen to this. On December 27th, the feast day of St. John, Michele's town was hit by a violent storm, and he found himself unable to light the furnace in the distillery where he worked. Frustrated, he began uttering blasphemies, insulting the saints, and even cursing the living, starting with the Pope and not sparing our dear Padre Pio either. To his surprise, as he mentioned Padre Pio's name, an unknown Capuchin friar appeared beside him. The friar greeted Michele with the following words, "May the peace of the Lord be with you." "What? Peace," shouted Michele, "the devil's peace. For days I've been cursing this damn furnace that I can't light, and now you come to talk to me about peace?" "May the peace be with you," the friar calmly repeated. Curiously, the friar then sat on a nearby crate, asking him for a bit of fire, as if he wanted to light his pipe. But Michele couldn't see any pipe at all. This made him even angrier. "Come on then, light it. I'm going crazy because I can't light my furnace, and you're still mocking me." Consumed by an overwhelming rage, and feeling that the friar wanted to mock him at his expense, Michele grabbed a pitchfork and raised it threateningly while shouting, "So are you like that damned Padre Pio with his supposed miracles?" In response, the friar struck his chest forcefully and declared, "I am Padre Pio." To Michele's astonishment, a massive flame suddenly leaped out of the furnace, leaving him stunned and fainting. Padre Pio called him by name, and as soon as he woke up, Padre Pio spoke these words with a smile on his lips. "Michele, do not be afraid. Learn to trust in God, and from now on, do not utter blasphemies anymore." Remarkably, from that day forward, Michele stopped his blasphemous ways, and instead became an ardent admirer of the very friar he had initially doubted. End of story. The Catechism of the Catholic Church addresses blasphemy in relation to the second commandment, which states, "You shall not invoke the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave unpunished anyone who invokes his name in vain." Blasphemy involves the misuse or disrespectful use of God's name, Jesus Christ, the Virgin Mary, and the saints, making it a grave sin. While living in North America, specifically Canada, I can't recall ever hearing anyone let out swear words with God's name or involving the saints. However, here in Croatia, where I reside, it's unfortunately quite common. I suppose it might be similar in Italy. Now, I understand that the advice I'm about to give might not be as relevant for English-speaking cultures. But nevertheless, I would like to address the question, what can you do if someone in your company blasphemes or uses the name of God and saints in their swear words. According to a priest's guidance on the matter, it's best not to take a negative approach. Instead of scolding the person or threatening them with hell, take a moment to share the importance of God in your life. Inform them about the boundless love Jesus and the saints have for humanity. And if this doesn't work, instead of getting angry, pray for the person, like Jesus prayed for his prosecutors. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if you find yourself relating to someone like Michelle from the story, then I would suggest starting to pray regularly. Prayer strengthens our faith and trust in God. Even a small prayer each day can help us develop a habit of turning to God for strength and guidance. Moreover, we should not forget that we can seek the intercession of Mary and the saints, including Padre Pio, to aid us in our daily struggles. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.